If you are someone who's looking to learn more about fertility awareness method for natural birth control or conception, and you're ready to finally get to the root of hormone imbalances for good, this is the podcast for you. The cool thing is, Fertility Awareness Method is here for you in all seasons of your life. When you're looking to prevent pregnancy, when you're ready to conceive, and when you want to use it postpartum. So if you're in the phase of your life where you are looking for a natural form of birth control without all the hormones, head on over to my free training, nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining for all of the information. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this new episode.
Accentuates? That's not the word I want.
Exacerbates.
Exacerbates your cravings.
There's no T in there.
Exacerbates.
There's no T in that word.
You mix two words together that don't go together.
Way too much.
I'm dying right now.
Bring it down, friends. Bring it down.
I'm Nina.
And I'm Liz.
We don't have all the answers,
but we do have a bottle of wine and some thoughts.
If you're looking for honest musings on life, happiness, health, and wellness, you've come to the right place.
We'll even throw in a couple off-the-wall jokes, some personal stories, and of course, some shenanigans.
So grab a glass of wine and join the conversation. Hey, Wine and Shiners, and welcome back to a new episode of the podcast. We are here, and I'm laughing because they're looking. You guys are looking.
I'm waiting
at
for you to do the intro.
We are literally sitting across the table,
staring at
hey,
us.
Hey, you're the one talking. My focus is on you until you pass the mic.
Okay. So, listeners, as you just heard, we are talking with our husbands on this episode, and I think it's going to be a really fun one. I don't know. What about you, Liz?
I feel good about it. I'm surprised that they're crazy enough to come back for a second time.
Yeah, they are. What episode were you guys on last time?
Long time ago episode.
Beginning
episode. In a galaxy far, far away.
You guys don't remember. Was that important to you? You just don't remember.
I don't know. Episode 8.
Wine and Shine podcast.
Is my guess.
Episode 27.
12.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember when we used to do that?
I do.
Back in the day, we used to be like, Wine and Shine podcast, episode 30. Clink.
Yeah. You're gradually phasing all those out. I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah, you didn't like those?
I didn't like those. And I don't hate the intros. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get your listeners on a mob against me or anything.
No, listeners, mob against
me. I don't
hate you mob against
on,
you.
I don't hate the intros. I just think you don't need them.
Mm-hmm. What do you
And as you get more comfortable, you bypass right through them. Until
like
you do
intros
it takes
as in
someone.
You don't like so grab a glass of wine.
No. Intros as in
and join the conversation.
You ended up getting so conversational that you didn't need to re-record an intro for each episode.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. So if you
Over
haven't
time.
Figured it out, our husbands are very, very involved with the podcast.
They are. They
as
produce,
in,
they design, they make press kits.
Yeah.
Other duties as assigned.
Yes. Because you love us.
We do.
So let's take a moment to get people acquainted with your voices.
Yeah. Tell them who you are.
This voice is Zach. This is Liz's husband.
Mm-hmm. Sean.
This voice is Cody.
So deep.
Ooh. So
this
deep
voice
and serious.
Is Cody.
I am on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, you do have the Rogue
I'm
Squadron
a
podcast.
Big time radio star.
Our listeners are very much the same. Listener base.
I did
right?
say,
the Wine and Shine and the Rogue Squadron mm-hmm. podcast.
I did say mm-hmm. when you started off, you stole our format, but you're girls and you did wine instead of beer.
Yeah, we did kind of
you
steal
kind of just copied after me.
Yeah.
I don't.
But we
don't like
talk
it.
About beer or Star Wars or anything.
Talk
nerdy.
About wine and gluten and the moon and vitamins.
Speaking of vitamins. Speaking of vitamins, let's have Zach do our sponsor. Care yes. of tonight.
So Care of Vitamins mm-hmm. are very special. They're great. You,
they're very special.
Listeners, can go to takecareof.com, take a short quiz, and they will get a sense of what vitamin needs you still have outside of the vitamins
outside
that you get
the
through the things
vitamins.
That you eat.
Flintstones vitamins.
And outside of your Flintstones vitamins.
Flintstones.
Which
Flintstones.
Is your sugar intake for the day.
Yep. Care of will hook you up. They'll send you a custom package of daily vitamins that you can take to supplement your intake of vitamins through your food.
Mm-hmm. And what's our code? Yeah.
Shine, S-H-I-N-E is the code that you can use, and you get dope hookup for a discount
Did
on vitamins.
Yeah,
dope.
You do.
Dope hookup.
Dope.
He's like,
for vitamin.
Care of. Really professional. Dope.
See, if I had a podcast, it would be like Fraser Crane and no one would listen to me.
I'm sure a lot of people
Everyone
would.
Called in Fraser Crane. What are you talking about?
That was like in 1991.
You should totally start a podcast, Zach. Also, on a side note, me and Liz, freshman year, would just watch Frasier for hours. And I never watched an episode of Frasier until I realized that my roommate was like highly addicted. You would sit on our little twin long beds and just eat cereal and watch Frasier.
No, because you remember, there was a lineup. From 9 to 10, you had the Golden Girls. Mm-hmm. From 10 to 11, you had Frasier. And Wait. Then from 11 to noon, you had...
11 to... Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
11. I thought this was like nighttime TV.
Oh, no. No, it's daytime
No,
TV.
In the middle of the day.
And you didn't but have like the DVD set
Will and
back
Grace
then?
On Lifetime.
Okay, but wait. What time was Frasier?
10 to 11.
Because I swear I felt like we watched it at like 8 in the morning.
It was no, only said, two episodes.
You said Golden Girls was 10 to 11.
9 to 10 was Golden Girls.
Also, she's got
so
this
much
down.
TV.
Guys,
do not question
this.
It.
Because I did it every day for several years.
It also makes me laugh. Like, were we getting up at 10? Probably. Because I felt like it was like a first morning routine. Like, we'd make our nasty cereal with our skim milk.
What kind of cereal?
Sit on the bed.
What kind of cereal were you having?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember. Oh, I do know. I do know.
I had like Honey Bunches of Oats.
That's exactly
you
it.
You ate those before we got together?
With like the almond slivers.
And what, do you have Raisin Bran?
No, I had. We both had Honey Bunches. You know what else I used to eat
so
freshman year
bunches.
Of college?
Spoonfuls of peanut butter, but you still do that.
Spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Now
I
it's
do.
Almond butter.
Now it's, yeah, sometimes peanut butter.
Super ultra pasture raised almond flour.
Okay.
Almond butter.
You just said so many words that didn't go to get pasture raised almond flour.
Cage free almonds. Oh, it's the
pasture-raised almonds. That's so funny.
Free range.
No, but remember that one dark moment in my life where you caught me smearing peanut butter on ramen noodles?
What?
Why did you ever do
she
that?
She would just take a square ramen, just lather up that bad boy with some peanut, some yeah. jiff
Wait,
right from
like,
the jar.
And you ate the like, uncooked ramen noodles, like a
uncooked.
Ramen cake.
That's yes. gross.
Surely did. Yeah,
when
it's
I saw
kind of
you,
like a rice cake, but not.
No, it's noodles. When I saw you for the first time take a fallen piece of spaghetti and eat it raw, this should have been my sign.
Wait, I was actually going to bring that up. So when I was younger, I would just take like sticks of raw spaghetti and just like chomp on them.
That's why
it's
you
so
like the
Italian.
Raw ramen.
It's
raw
so
ramen.
Italian.
When did you see me eat
I think it was,
raw
well,
spaghetti?
When we moved in together. So Sugar Run, I think you like started eating just raw pasta.
Were you like, what the hell is my problem right
now? Get out of here.
But you didn't. You stuck
didn't.
Around.
Well, it was before the moon and the gluten. So if all that was happening at the same time, I don't know.
That's all. So now his brother, who is 16, like every time he's with me, he'll
Makes
be like.
The best jokes.
He'll be like, so Nina, what's going on with the moon today? Like, that's what he says. Or there was a full moon and he was like, what's the moon speaking to us right now? I'm like, shh. Dylan, shut up.
Well, but if you really want to know, it's...
But if you really want to know, let's grab some sage.
That's what's
let's burn our intentions and let's
know.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've gotten kind of into it too. I feel like I've brought you all into the moon.
Brought me in, excuse me. I've always loved stuff like that, like Iron Fist and fantasy movies and stuff like that.
Iron Fist.
So
superhero.
So to the woo-woo stuff kind of matches like from the nerd side because that's what, you know, like Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Doctor Strange?
Why would I watch that?
Okay, Liz.
You are the biggest cynic of my favorite movies.
Liz does not dabble into the Marvel
Absolutely
superhero
not.
World.
No.
Props to you for even knowing Marvel. Some
Thank
people
you.
Are just like, oh, the superhero
Looking
movies.
At the Star Wars wall, I do enjoy Star Wars.
You guys dabble more into Star Wars than I do. I dabble more into the... It's so true that superheroes and the woo-woo hippie stuff that I like relate because I find superhero stuff fascinating. I'm like,
do you know
I
what I
believe
like?
It.
Based off classic stories.
Yeah.
Mythical archetypes. Jordan Peterson talks about this all the time. Yeah. That's why they
journey.
Connect with so many people.
Yeah.
Hero's journey and all that stuff. It's been redone time and time again.
Do you know what I like?
What
do you like?
Do you like?
Forgetting Cake Sarah Marshall.
I still haven't seen that.
It's a really great movie.
Kristen Bell is in that, right?
Yeah. And
I haven't
Jason.
Seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
What's that. His name?
Siegel. All those
Thank
guys.
Yeah.
But that's the one that, by them that
it's
I haven't
actually,
seen.
It's actually, I have so.
Is it on Netflix? Can we watch it tonight?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Can we watch it tonight?
You can rent it
Ooh.
On Amazon Prime.
How, when I invited you to see Black Panther, which just came out and is one of the best movies ever made, you said no. And they now it's a movie that you had never heard of before.
Because here's another
You're trying to run home and quit the podcast and just to watch the movie.
Here's another conversation, men. And okay. Liz, you can attest to this. Mm-hmm. Going to see a movie
is boring.
Is an ordeal. I have to be mentally prepared. I have to be in the zone. I have to not be tired.
Wow. The movie theater at Lennox had rats in there.
Oh, well, and that too.
I wasn't
going
to go there. Shout out.
Lennox. But I mean, like, it can't be
Campus
that.
Lennox.
What's up, Lennox?
This episode brought to you by
AMC at Lennox. No, it can't be the only movie theater with rats in there. People dropping their popcorn.
I mean, that's not the reason why I don't like the movie theater. Although, if I saw a rat scurry by me, I'd probably, like, flip.
Based on what you described,
yes.
You need the stars to align in order for you to do something like that.
And yes. The moon.
Yes.
Which it's and supposed gluten. To be the opposite. The meal or the meal. So you're talking about food. You slip that in there. The movies are supposed to help you like disconnect and forget about all that stuff and just like relax.
My point was if I'm at home, I feel less pressure. Like when I'm at home.
Who in a dark room where no one can see you is like pressuring you to watch the movie?
You got your sweatpants. Yes. You can curl up with a blanket. You got
your
there.
You can wear sweatpants to the theater.
I know.
You know, I take my shoes off always when we're at the movie theater.
Ew.
Got to get cozy.
Your nasty ass.
I wouldn't do it now based on I know when it's appropriate, when it's not.
His feet. Zach, do your feet smell as bad as Cody's feet?
If I don't wear socks. Then
do
yes.
you wear socks?
If I don't wear socks, it's worse.
Here's the thing, though. If you
it's
ever
so bad,
I know.
Here's the thing: if you ever wear shoes, even like one time without socks,
it
doesn't matter. And mm-hmm. every time you wear those shoes, ever since, like ever you know after that,
yeah,
your feet will always smell whether you wear.
You don't
socks
want me to
not.
Take off these moccasins right now. Absolutely.
You
not.
Know, thinking about it, you don't want me to take off these.
Your
heels.
Feet smell really bad too.
What?
Because you barely ever wear socks.
Yeah, I know, but they don't smell Cody bad. They're not your status bad. Mine are more like mildly stinky. Yours are more like what's rotting.
On a level of one to death, fine. Where do your feet fall?
Hers are 9, mine are 10.
Mine are 6 and yours are 11.
Zach, do I have smelly feet?
I never am close enough to your feet to notice.
It's true. What are you guys doing with your feet?
I don't know.
Do mine? I mean, do you ever smell mine?
Treats me like a
no,
pillow
I
and
don't.
Like climbs
See,
all
exactly.
over the couch.
Sometimes
that is true.
At night when I snuggle up in your armpit, it smells.
My armpits
right
never
back
smell.
At you there.
How about that?
I will very much give Cody credit that his armpits do not smell.
I do
ever.
Not have BO.
Wait.
Never.
Just
are you
foot
serious? My armpit smell?
No.
You said right back at you.
Because you just told me mine stink.
Well, did you mean it?
Oh, man.
Did you mean it?
All right, so I feel like I need to right, mediate guys, this. When does Liz's armpits smell sometimes?
You're supposed to be honest.
I mean, they smell sometimes.
I mean, I'm sure they do, but I'm usually
now
not close
like
enough to her armpits to
away.
Smell.
He's not close to either end.
Your armpits smell.
That's I'm going to own that because sometimes
Finally.
I experiment.
You used to get so mad.
Sometimes I experiment with going au naturel.
Wait, no deodorant at all?
Well,
that's sometimes you just forget to buy it.
I yeah.
So
well,
you're just stuck
so
with that.
I love Piper Way. I love their brand of deodorant. Got it at the Good Fest. Actually would love for them to freaking sponsor the podcast.
Piper Way, if you're listening.
Also
get
have
on
thought
this.
About reaching out to them. I would just because I would love to offer you all you a discount code.
I put it in my armpits with Kelly in the car
well,
on the way
this,
to Cleveland.
Does this one actually work?
Yes. It's the one that I've been using.
Okay.
And I haven't smelled.
So it's a little better than the other ones.
Yeah. The other natural deodorants do not work. Piper Way works.
No, I think so. I have natural deodorant now too. And I didn't get it for years because you're like, oh, it never works. No aluminum, but I still smell terrible. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to bother getting that. I'll just use Old Spice. I get some a month ago. It works perfect.
Okay.
I still don't smell.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
I must have, I don't know.
Now,
doesn't work for me.
When I said that your armpit smells, Zach. What I meant was, like, at the end of a day, if my face is in it, it smells.
Right, but it still smells vaguely like deodorant
it does.
At the same time.
Your men's natural deodorant, you've always had better luck with it than I have.
Yes. Yeah, so the one that I think you mentioned, Cody, that you use is that Urban Cowboy Musk, Dusk, whatever. something? Is it Urban Cowboy?
I don't think so.
Okay. Herban. It's, Herban. That's how it's spelled.
Oh. Well, I've used that before, Herban. And it smells legit really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both kinds that I've tried.
Out smell really in the good. Package. Then when you put it on your body, no, it doesn't smell good anymore.
It smells better, actually, throughout the day.
What's wrong
on
with
your body?
Me?
No, I have the same thing.
I don't know.
But
maybe it's a woman vs. man thing.
The problem that I found hormones. With that particular brand is that my body very quickly adjusts to the pH. Mm-hmm. And so then it stops working. Mm-hmm. And I have to switch.
Do you ever notice that? Like when you switch scents of body wash, it smells like overpoweringly strong the first time you use it.
Yeah.
And then you get used to it and then you switch again. That's why back at the old apartment, I used to have so many deodorants. Because I would get used to it.
Gosh.
And then it was only halfway gone, but then I would go buy a different scent.
When we moved out of the apartment,
how many did you throw away? Did
the
you count?
Fact that we had an entire freaking U-Haul full of trash. And we're not messy, like in that way. Like, you know what I mean? If you guys came to our apartment, you would not think we had that much stuff. I think I threw away 18 deodorants.
Wow, Cody.
Like, not that many.
I might be exaggerating a little bit.
I have probably like 8, which is still
really, like 12.
Anything more than 2 is like too much.
Yeah, I have a
so
couple,
many deodorants.
And it's because like my pH keeps switching. But I now use Tom's for Men.
Tom's did not work.
They are now owned by a great big company, so it's not just Tom's anymore.
Tom's out of the picture.
I think it's Johnson and Johnson.
Your deodorant doesn't work.
Or Procter and Gamble.
Johnson
or somebody
took over.
Yeah, some big company bought them out.
It's one of those big main, like, you know, Procter and Gamble or Johnson.
So don't support them. What are you doing? But here's
it's still natural, but that one, the one I have, that's like the powder version, works super well.
So this is really random, but. My grandma, Italian Nana, like 80-year-old Italian
doesn't
Nana.
Doesn't wear deodorant at all?
Fact. That's not where I was going with it, but does not wear deodorant and never has. But she
should import some from Italy for her.
No, she just doesn't. No need. She just like, that's what she would say. Like, no need. She just doesn't wear it.
Why does she think she doesn't need deodorant?
I mean, she's never smelled, I don't think. Not. I mean, I've only been in the picture for.
It's just her scent. I don't know. But like.
Grandma's house.
But yeah. But she uses Johnson & Johnson, like, from the 60s. Like, there's this, do you guys know, it's like the baby shampoo Johnson & Johnson's. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, just one bottle. And she uses it for everything. Like, her hair, body wash. Like, you go to Nana's and take a shower, you're using That's Johnson & Johnson for everything. I don't know why. It's like there her go-to.
They did just have a study that came out that showed that, like, soaps and fragrances are just as bad for air pollution as like cars are.
Yes. And also, did you guys know, like,
it's true. Don't look at me, Zach.
No, think
I
about
looked
it.
Away because I don't know. I can't keep track of all those things.
Okay, but think about this. If your body can't recognize chemicals in food, your body also can't recognize chemicals in things that you put onto your skin. Mm-hmm. Also, chemicals like from candles, like Bath and Body Works. Think about what you're just putting into the air.
Delicious scents of Christmas trees.
Of toxic Christmas trees.
I thought you were going to say tacos.
I would love a taco.
A whole mess of tacos.
For all you
Although I
watchers.
Will say their stuff smells really good, just I am that. On the hunt for a good quality candle that fills up the room with beautiful smells. So
yeah,
listeners,
from
if you
Bath and Body Works, it's called Balsam and smells like a Christmas tree.
No, it's called Toxins.
Here, no. Just like
Nina's a paid spokesperson for
just like the natural deodorant,
Bath and Body Works.
No, she's not because she's saying it's toxic.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh,
no, not used to that on this show, eh?
No,
and rude. Yeah, we are pretty much a toxic free home now. If I think about, because like all
I still
of,
got 2 of those candles.
Oh yeah, but you don't light them anymore.
When you're gone, I do.
You put fumes in our home when I'm gone.
You put fumes in our home.
You're like burning patchouli or whatever.
Palo Santo?
Patchouli?
Did you just say Julie?
Patchouli.
What's patchouli?
What is it, Zach? It's like gabagool.
I don't know.
What's gabagool?
Gabagool.
What is it? Patchouli?
It's P-A-T-C-H-O-U-L-I.
Well, now we have to look this
thing.
Up.
It's not made up, guys.
Well, I want to say it's from a tree. It's like an oil from a tree or something.
It's a plant.
It's a plant.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, no, I do Palo Santo and sage. Actually, I brought Palo Santo with me right now. It's in my coat. I also brought a lighter. I thought we could you know, clear the energy from the office. I forgot.
Now we have to start over.
I know. We can't keep
Take
recording.
Take nine.
Take nine. We cannot record in this energy.
About that Palo Santo.
This is great energy. Just want to say.
I think it is.
It's good energy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So by the way, what we're talking about is that these ladies usurped my brand new office and are recording here before I even get to record here.
Oh, hey.
We had to break it in.
Wine and Shine's breaking in the new
get
office.
Get out all the mistakes now on your show and then it'll be
our show has never Sunday. Had a mistake.
Our
never.
Show is run perfectly on the first
Yes, it is run perfectly.
Oh, I wonder who you're talking about. But we do... Yeah, no, not going to lie on that. We do so many takes of the intro and the outro.
God like, bless Hayden.
God bless you,
bless
Hayden.
Bless our audio, dude.
Thank you for loving us and editing out all of our bloopers. By the way, speaking of bloopers, listeners, we still have them saved. So if you want to be a patron, all you have to do is donate to patreon.com and you can get some bloopers.
patreon.com/wineandshinepodcast, right? Yeah, you don't just give Patreon money.
Just go to Patreon.
Make a charitable donation.
And put it out into the Patreon universe and it'll, you know, it goes where it's supposed
Good
to go.
Karma will
we do
come
need
back.
To recognize our latest Patreon.
Yes, your aunt.
My Aunt Christy.
Thank you, Aunt Christy.
Who is a wonderful supporter of the Wine and Shine podcast. And she was, I saw her this weekend and she was very encouraging about our authenticity. And she's lovely.
Thank you, Aunt Christy. So, okay, guys, this is kind of off topic of what we were just discussing, the deodorants and the candles.
So are we not done with deodorants yet?
No, we could go all day.
Okay. I could talk all day about natural products.
I just love putting things on my armpits.
Just keep on going with
anything
that
could go in
I
armpit.
Could talk about putting things on my armpits.
It's just like Mother Son deodorant commercial from Portlandia.
Oh my it gosh. Is. If you watch Portlandia, Mother Son, it works. Kind of.
Oh, not whose phone really. Went off oh. now, Cody?
Oh, my phone went off. I got a tweet.
Producer fail.
See what happens when you're in my presence. I start like dropping stuff and forgetting stuff, and I lost part of my microphone.
Okay, so that actually is a great segue into what I was about to talk about.
Oh gosh.
Okay, listen. Almost 30 podcasts. You I'm guys, sorry. They've been on our show before,
and they're amazing, and we love them.
And I seriously love them. And
they're fantastic.
Yeah, actually, Cody produces their show.
I don't.
What do you mean?
Just kidding. They're awesome.
Yeah, you do. Anyway, they're so sweet. But they just had an episode with relationship expert John Wineland. Wineland?
Wineland, yes.
Wineland.
Is it John?
Wine.
Is it John Wienerland?
No.
Vineland.
I mean, yes. There's many ways we could say the last name.
No, there's just one way. That's why it's
yeah,
funny.
It's basically Wineland. Just Wineland, yeah.
Well, John Wineland, you can look him up on Insta or go to their podcast. But the whole reason I bring it up is because it was a relationship expert. And they talked a lot about feminine and masculine energy and how it works within a relationship and why couples like get the way they are when they butt heads or they fight and why it's important to recognize each other's energy. And when you're in your masculine or when you're in your feminine doesn't necessarily mean just because you're a boy or just because you're a girl, you are in that energy.
How often do we float from masculine to feminine in a day?
I think it depends on the person. I really do. Like Liz, you are totally in your masculine.
Almost all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Like you're like, because he was talking about how masculine energy is like, got to do this, got to go, got to go, got to go. And the other
gotta
thing.
Got to go right
now. So wait.
Got to go, got to go, got to go right now.
Question yes. from the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
What does it mean for a woman to be in masculine energy all day?
Well, like, I'm not an expert in it. Basically, I just listened to an episode.
John.
You're going to have to call John or talk to Maddie Moon, who is also on our podcast. But from my understanding, it's when you're very like laser focused and you're in kind of like hustle work mode. And also, they were talking about masculine energy is very like goal oriented. And you're always like in the future. You're always like, once this happens, I'll be happy. Once this happens, I'll be happy. Once I get this, I'll be happy. And you're always like very focused and task oriented. But when you're in your feminine energy, you're a little bit more like free flowing and like, you know, like doing things very whimsically, dropping things.
Open,
you know, things that I do all of the time. And it made me think that's why we've been clashing lately. When we clash is
you
because...
Yeah, we clash every day.
Every single day. We don't even like each other, actually.
This whole thing is fake.
Clash into me.
This whole thing is just a hoax. Like, it's not real at all. No, but yeah, like, what do you think on that, Liz? Like, what are your thoughts on you and Zach's masculine and feminine energy.
Zach and I are unique in that. Well, I'm obviously in my masculine. I don't think I have a feminine.
She's basically a man.
I'm pretty much a man.
That's what I'm hearing.
And Zach, though, I feel like you do a lot of ebb and flowing because I feel like you're much more laid back. You're like, why can't you just have fun? Why can't you just relax? Like, life isn't so high stakes. Calm down. But at the same time, you're very much like, just do it. Like, just say what you need to say. Like, I'm very, when it comes to like confrontation or things like that, like, I'm not masculine in how I express myself. Mm-hmm. I get very feminine and go with the flow when it comes to advocating for my own needs.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach will be like, just do it. Like, stop, you know, just cut the crap and do whatever. So his masculine comes in that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I have like a set task to achieve, or if even a perceived task, like to fix a problem, like someone talks about a problem and I just want to fix it, you know, that's when I'm in my like masculine energy state. It's like,
yeah,
when there's like, a task at hand and I know what it is and I know, you know, then I'm like in get it done mode. And otherwise, I, you know, pretty much go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. See, then you guys balance each other. I feel like couples balance each other out in that way. You know, why are you shaking your head at
me? But you know where it gets really bad?
What?
And you'll know this when I say it. What do you want to eat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then,
whatever. I don't care.
Well, like,
very much care.
Like, do you want Italian? Do you want Mediterranean? Do you want Mexican? Obviously not American. I'm naming every other food group because they are far superior to American food. And then we just like go. I just wait for him to make a decision.
Well, see, in our relationship, Cody's like, I want pizza or whatever you want. And then I'm like, well, I don't really want pizza.
Does he say this every day?
Yeah, pretty much. Or, but like, you know what you want always. And if you it's the worst situation ever.
Yeah, I want to die when that happens.
Like, you act like the world is ending when you don't know what you want to eat.
It's like,
and I'm just like, just freaking pick something. That's when I get in my masculine. I'm like, pick a damn
that
meal.
Is the window when I need to decide on food. Nina flips, and the other 99.9% of the time is feminine energy.
Okay, but
I understand what you mean. I don't know. I feel like a toddler when that happens. Like, yeah. I turn into a 3-year-old, and
you
I'm,
do.
I do too.
I'm having a tantrum in the middle of Kohl's.
Yeah.
When I'm hungry and I can't decide, that's what's going on.
I've never noticed that I do the same thing
when you're hungry and you don't
because
know what to
I eat. Always I ask Zach what he wants. I already know what I want, but I don't want to be like, I want pizza. So I ask you what you want.
Hoping he says pizza.
And for me, it would be much easier if someone would just tell me what I'm about to eat.
Crazy how that works, right?
But if I ever don't know what I want, I'm like, I can't do it. So
see, I don't care about food that much.
So
I'm just
not true.
What do you mean?
You almost threw the Uber driver out the window last week about your Bear Burger sweet potato burger. Free range, whatever.
What happened with Bear Burger?
It freaking didn't show up for like 3 hours. And I was hungry. I was hangry though.
I know.
That's why. And also because I thought I ordered it online, hopped in my car, drove to the Short North, sat in Bear Burger waiting for my food. After 20 minutes, I was like, excuse me, can I check to see if my meal is in? And he's like, what's the last name? And I was like, Boyce. And it wasn't there. And so then I thought I put it in a different Bear Burger in Clintonville. Wasn't there.
Did you drive all the way to Clintonville?
No, thank
I
God.
Actually, I thought that at first too. That
then
funny.
I called Cody and was like, can you check my online order? And I never clicked submit. So
I looked over the computer and it's like, oh, you didn't actually complete the order. And I was like, click, here you go.
So by the time I got back home, I was just angry. And then I had to wait 45 minutes for it to actually arrive. And I was ravenous.
Yeah. I was actually.
Wait, you were at Bear Burger?
She ended up coming home because we didn't order it.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to wait there for like 20 minutes. So she came back and waited at home for 40 minutes instead.
Yeah. Because it doesn't make sense in hindsight.
So you have a trigger about Bear Burger because this is all good and funny. I was talking about the time before that when you ordered Bear Burger and the Uber driver.
Wait, there were two times.
Didn't show up for like. Like he was getting lost in the little neighborhood.
Oh, no. That wasn't Bear Burger. That was
Trism.
That was Trism. Wow, everybody knows this story.
Wait, didn't you? I thought you got the sweet potato burger, vegan burger thing.
Nope.
That same night, you got it from Bear Burger also.
Did I?
Positive.
I don't
and then you
know.
Were pissed because that hurt your stomach.
Oh,
like,
you're right.
You're too many carbs.
Yeah, you're right.
In my infinite nutrition knowledge, she's like, my stomach hurts. I'm like, well, since I'm a certified now, You had too many carbs.
Yeah, that's your answer to everything. You're like, you just had too many carbs.
Well, you say that dairy makes your stomach hurt and then you just keep having more dairy.
Okay, I've been
and
playing
around. And I tried to ask you, like, why don't you just not get that yogurt? And you're like, well, it's really good.
No. I've been playing around. So everybody on the podcast knows that I can get a little crazy about my nutrition, where I'm like, no dairy, no gluten, you know? No pimples. This is happening. I'm fixing my
hormones.
Don't
eat pimples.
No more pimples. And so I've been trying to work on more of an intuitive eating approach, especially as I'm working with clients. I'm trying to like work on that within myself. So I'm like, you know what? If I'm craving some dairy, I'm going to eat some dairy. So I've been messing around with grass-fed.
Fooling around with that dairy.
getting intimate with my dairy. And I've been having Siggy's grass-fed dairy.
Now,
why are you guys laughing? I'm just...
I've been having Siggy's. I seriously thought you were going to say, like, cigarettes.
I've actually been subbing dairy.
It does kind of sound like that.
Or cigarettes.
Yeah. It makes you less hungry, so I'm trying to work on that.
I've completely cut dairy.
It's amazing how hungry you're not when you eat cigarettes.
Yeah. So for those of you that are interested in cutting out anything, just smoke and it'll help. Just kidding.
Or just eat the cigarette. Advocate. I mean, you know.
Just try that. Yeah. But my whole point is I'm trying to be better about it. And yeah.
I'm laughing because that advice is really bad for some people. You're like, oh, well, just whatever your body wants. I was like, I want pizza every day.
You mean intuitive eating advice?
Yeah. So if you're like, yeah, well, just what's your intuition? My intuition is order a pizza.
Thing. Yeah, Liz, go for it because I'm about to get on my soapbox here, but you start.
Well, that was, you know, half in jest, but.
I obviously have worked with the lovely Simi on intuitive eating. And I know we banned ourselves from talking about how much we love Simi on the podcast.
Because we've honestly talked about her on every podcast episode.
But
Simi clear me to have pizza every day.
You can eat. If you wanted to eat pizza every day,
I want that.
Eat pizza, but what's going to happen is your body
will
eventually is going to be like, maybe salad would be cool.
For sure. No,
like, you're going to feel like that happens when I go to my dad's. So, my dad makes really great Southern food. He's a really good cook.
Yeah.
I go down there for Christmas or whatever, and I have like 50 casseroles that are all brown and they taste really great. Mm-hmm. And then after.
Oh, they're all brown?
Yeah, I was just about to question that.
Okay. So here,
brown casserole.
What the heck is a brown casserole?
Southern philosophy is that brown food tastes better, which is why everything is either fried or has like cream of mushroom soup in it.
Yeah,
or
it's
is,
all.
Wait, it's a thing? Like brown?
I mean, think about sweet potato casserole or green bean casserole with the fried onions on top.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Hash brown casserole with like,
or like
corn flakes on top. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean.
Corn flakes are like tan.
It's a shade of brown.
Tan is a shade of brown.
If you cook them long enough.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not here to debate colors.
You called it a brown casserole, so I am here to debate colors.
Everything has cheese on it, and everything is baked or fried. So yeah. It's either been...
some kind of orangey to brown
or
shade.
Or like browned by
like
the heat
like
of the
cuisine.
Oven.
But continue.
Oh, so eventually, what I find happening, and not that I don't mean to be like, my dad's food makes me throw up, but if I... overindulge, if I'm not like listening to my body and yeah. I'm like, this tastes so good, and right. I binge on it, I will get sick because my yeah. body's like, whoa, did you just eat 8 sticks of butter? I'm really confused.
Yeah. Well, and here's the, sorry, were you not done?
Oh, well, I was just going to say then like after a few days of, I mean, because like you'll have Thanksgiving or whatever and then have leftovers. And after a few days, I'm like, I just would eat steamed broccoli. Like you think you want that
yeah,
all the
exactly.
time, but your body knows that it needs something more nutritious to balance.
That's very true.
My whole philosophy is that our body is so ridiculously wise. Like it's built to know exactly what it needs and exactly what it wants to do. And yes, like pizza tastes amazing. That what is in these foods that taste so good, like set off these neurotransmitters in our mind that make us addicted to these foods. And yeah, once in a while, it's like, I'm craving pizza. Like we got pizza tonight, you know?
But when I get pizza, what I try to do is be like, how can we make this pizza more nutrient dense?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Which we did.
We did.
Although your guys' pizza did look really good. But ours was good too.
It looked better and it was better.
It was not better.
It had cheese on it.
And gluten in it.
Well, not always.
It had pizza ingredients.
Better. Okay.
You know, crust and cheese and
we had those things too, mixed with a ton of veggies. But no, my point being that your body knows exactly what it wants. And so I think a lot of times we're so used to habitually like eating what we think tastes good, right? Like, oh, I want pizza and wings. Oh, I'm craving beer, whatever. But if you actually practice taking time to listen to what your body is asking of you, like, yeah, you're right. It might be saying, I want pizza right now. But then eventually you're going to be like, you know what? I don't want that. Like, if, once you get in tune with what you want, mm-hmm. you'll start thinking, I actually want something that's more like a salad based, or I want something that's more fruit, or I don't know. Like, your body starts craving other things.
And you have to think of it too, like, are you eating? I'm cutting you off, Zach. You can talk in 1 second. I think you also have to think too, when you're eating things like sweets and carbs and some of those foods that trigger that brain response.
Yeah.
Is it that you're actually intuitively wanting those things, or is that you have an emotional need that you're trying to use food to fill in that moment?
Exactly.
Because it comforts you and it makes you happy and you're not feeling happiness in other ways.
Yeah. So,
it's a fine line to, like, that's why being intuitive is so important and really mm-hmm. paying attention and trying to discern between, like, is this a motive or is this, you know, actually what I want?
But I think until you start practicing that, you don't make the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're craving pizza, is it the fact that I just feel like celebrating right now and I'm choosing to eat this pizza because that's what I want in this moment? Or is it like, I've had a really rough day, or I've had a really long week.
Pizza sounds good.
Pizza sounds good because it makes me feel good. You know, mm-hmm. is it that your body actually is craving it?
Just flexed your muscles like Popeye. Pizza makes me feel good.
Yeah.
What if were you going to say, Zach?
I was going to say, I think in general too, like, your body, as in most things in life, like, you're just always seeking an equilibrium.
Exactly.
And so, like, it makes sense that if you spend 5 days eating nothing but pizza for every meal.
It's the best 5 days of your life.
We are also talking to the pizza king. Which
at the
is
end of
you.
It, pizza I mean, king. Like, I could eat pizza, you know, and sometimes, like, if we order pizza one day, I'll eat leftovers for 2 days or whatever. And then, but by the end of that, I'm like, I probably shouldn't eat pizza again today. Like, kind of just. I kind of want, like, some broccoli. Or yeah. I just kind of want to, you know,
something
after I've
light.
Eaten pizza for 3 days, I'm like, it's time for
3 more days.
A little more nutrition.
Cody does not.
I'm just joking about the pizza.
Any of this.
My intuition does not tell me to have pizza every day. It's just a funny thing to say. My intuition does say I need donuts every day, though.
Yeah, you are a lover of donuts. That's
6 minute
sure.
walk
Guys,
from Fox in the Snow.
We need
I cannot.
To have a conversation about peace, love, and little donuts. And that there's one in Columbus.
Really?
Yeah, but there's also the little donut shop at OSU.
Oh.
And they're on Uber Eats.
Oh, gosh. That's a challenge.
It's the same thing. It's like the tinier donuts.
Wait, guys, can I say one more thing about intuitive eating
not on this
that's
podcast.
Been on my mind?
It's not your podcast. It's our podcast.
No.
We
have taken over.
Okay. So the other thing I wanted to say, well, I just ignored everything you guys just said, is that I just got a book called The Gut-Mind Connection, and I flipping can't wait to read it, like nerding out about it. And the other thing that's been just in my mind is that the microbiome is a big deal. Have you guys heard about
everybody
the microbiome?
Everybody drink your kombucha.
Haven't heard of microbiome.
And when you eat, it's all the gut bugs in your belly.
The gut bugs.
Yeah. So
Zach's face looks constipated.
It's all
like
the bacteria.
Maybe
you need a new one, Zach. If you're constipated, your gut health is not where it needs to be.
I am not constipated, but thanks for asking.
Anyway, when you eat food like that, it messes with your microbiome. And
bacteria are pissed.
Yeah, your bacteria is confused, which then accentuates? That's not the word I want.
Exacerbates.
Exacerbates your cravings.
There's no T in there.
Exacerbates.
There's no T in that word.
You mix two words together that don't go together.
I'm done.
Way too much.
I'm dying.
Bring it down, friends. Bring it down.
I don't know that much about gut health at all, so I hate to hijack the conversation because I won't have that much to contribute, but I didn't realize that when you go into surgery, they make you take antibiotics, which makes sense in retrospect, because obviously, like, as they're messing up stuff inside you, they don't want it to become infected mm-hmm. after the fact. But I have kidney function issues, and so I have surgery this next coming week, and I am curious to know what your input is then
about how to
rebuild
back.
Your microbiome
yeah.
after you've just taken a round of antibiotics.
Bro, just have like 4 kombucha a day. You'll be good.
No, you got to try. I have a couple of good probiotic brands that I can give you to take. Because kombucha is okay, but it's not.
Again, joking.
Well, no, I'm saying you can have your kombucha.
Not for a day.
Not for
to restore your microbiome. That's what I was promoting.
A day.
Would that make you go to the bathroom?
Pizza. Yeah, probably.
Well, everything makes you
and
go to the bathroom.
And there's a lot of sugar in kombucha, too. So
and
you
it's very
watch
effervescent,
it.
So you could end up rather gassy after four of those.
Exactly. So let's talk post-surgery.
Okay. Well.
It's soon.
Yeah.
It's like
coming at you.
Monday, isn't it?
Tuesday and Wednesday. I found out after close. I scheduled my surgery. I didn't schedule anything, actually. The hospital called and told me when my surgery would be.
That's very nice.
So there was no like, hey, are you free on this day?
Nope.
No.
No calendar like, link for the hospital.
No. So they called me and told me. Called me and told me when I was going to be in surgery. And then I got a call a week later saying that I had a bonus surgery the day before my big surgery.
Ooh.
So we get to get knocked out twice in
bonus.
2 days.
And we get to pay for anesthesia twice,
yep.
too.
Oh, man.
Party
guys.
Bonus.
Old people problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Old people problems at 28. You guys are 29.
Nine, yeah.
You are all 29.
Not you. Not yet.
I turned 29 in a month. So joining the club. What are we doing for my birthday?
Aren't we going out for your birthday?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
You remembered.
I think we're going out.
Yeah. So if you guys listened to our past husband's episode, we played Know Your Boo.
We did.
And it's from Parks and Rec. We are all Parks and Rec fans.
It's the newlywed game.
The newlywed
fans
game.
Fans is an understatement, I think.
You got no. What did we do? Oh, we went to office trivia
and
together.
And we should have won and we were robbed. But
yeah.
It's fine.
You guys are all on another level. Like, I like TV shows, but you guys are like, what color dress was this character wearing in episode 3 during this scene? And you're like, oh, red with purple polka dots. I'm like, how do you
that
know
is the
that
thing?
I do not know.
Dress ever.
I'm just saying, like, you guys know the most random of facts. And I just know, like, a very basic, broad idea of the character.
Because we're in our masculine energy, baby.
Yeah.
With the TV show.
That's nothing to do with masculine and feminine energy. Maybe it does.
All right, I want
to
go first.
According to your original explanation, it 100% has to do with
okay,
that.
Okay, Know Your Boo round 2. On episode 2.
Should I ask
that was
you
so
guys
intense.
The questions?
Yeah.
What happens if we lose? Questions. You made that sound so serious.
We throw you
the
out this window.
Opens up and we, like,
that window doesn't open, as Nina knows.
Yeah, I'm a little claustrophobic in here.
In an office where two of the walls are glass.
Yeah, but there's such thick glass that I couldn't just break free.
Well, one of those glass walls has
that.
A door.
I was going to say, don't worry about that handle.
Sometimes doors don't open.
All right.
Like the one time I got stuck in a bathroom. And that other time I got stuck in an elevator, those doors didn't open.
Why
when
did
you get stuck in the bathroom?
It got stuck and I was in there and I had a freaking panic attack.
All doors have opened for me in history. So maybe there's just a few doors that you
haven't
can
liked
figure
you.
Out how to open them.
You know, I've read, because I was very curious about like claustrophobia and how your brain, like I've been working on this whole anxiety thing for a while. I think I'm doing pretty darn good, but the claustrophobia thing still gets me sometimes. And I was just curious and I looked up like, what does somebody that's claustrophobic think? And they said like the first thing that happens when you're in a small space is you immediately assess how you can escape from the room, which is what I do in all situations. I'm like, how can I escape this
plotting
room?
Plotting your escape. You're like James Bond.
Yeah. And so when I was in this room, Cody had previously told me, like, how big is this? It's small.
It's 9x9.
Yeah. Okay. 9x9 room. And you previously told me that this gigantic window doesn't open.
Yeah. So, I was sad about it.
So I know that I cannot.
You're taking one of my sadnesses and turning
what about
it into
the ceiling?
One of your issues.
Could we thrust you on the ceiling?
You little
then...
hobbit. You could. We could chuck you up there and you could.
Oh, wait. Is that open? Is the ceiling
scurry around.
Is the ceiling open?
It's
no,
not,
it's not fully open.
But you could get like a tool and like hit the wood,
oh,
break
you're
it.
Right.
If you have a tool, we'll just smash the glass.
But that glass is
don't try
so
to
I feel like there are so many better ways to escape a room.
Into the 15 foot ceiling.
Than busting through the ceiling.
I mean, there's a door. But in the off chance that the door doesn't open, do you guys
in the off chance that the door disappears
anybody?
And it's all of a sudden a wall.
Is Brio just a Columbus thing?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you guys know when you go to old school like Italian restaurants, they have the bathrooms that are like blocked, cemented in from floor to ceiling? Cannot do them. Cannot do those because that I got stuck in one.
Is that an old school Italian restaurant thing?
Yeah. You're like completely blocked in.
Brio's not an old school Italian restaurant.
Well, it's Italian.
You mean like actual Italian people work there and own it?
Well, no. But I'm saying like they're trying to mimic an old school Italian restaurant.
And they all got together and decided that the bathrooms should have walls that are blocked from the floor to the
You know what's really authentic?
I'm telling you that
if we fully enclose these stalls. That's what they did back in the old country. I almost tried
Molto
to do it.
Bueno.
I was going to go Russian by accident if I tried to do that.
Actually, in the old country, I think Nana just used to like go in the farm. Like there was a select toilet. Sometimes.
She found a place and blocked it in from Florida ceiling.
An authentic Italian
way. The Italian way.
There's anyway, still a square out in the woods. That's
guys,
like,
I'm trying to do the new
way. Okay.
I'm
blocks.
Sorry. I'm Italian feeling fine. I'm not claustrophobic sites. Anymore.
It's time to know y'all. I don't know if the instrumental backing track yet, but I used to say boo right there.
All right, so I'm going to ask Nina.
Okay.
About me?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't I have to know the question? Or are you...
You just think of the answer when I say it.
I see.
Right.
But don't say it out loud.
Oh, because in the Newlywed Game, they write it down. That's why I was thinking I had to write it down, but we're good.
All right, so if your husband could be married to a movie star... Who would he choose?
This one's very tough. I know.
Why? Because you have so many? Why would it be tough?
No, because it was one for a while and then it recently maybe changed, but maybe it hasn't. I haven't decided.
I think that if you could marry anybody, it would be Wonder Woman.
Very close.
It's not Wonder Woman?
No.
Don't tell me.
That's the one where I said recently it may have changed with Gal Gadot.
Who's Gal Gadot?
Oh, the actress that plays Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay, got it. I'm bad at names. Hold on, no, I got this. I don't know. What show is she in?
Marvel stuff, Marvel movies.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson. All right.
Sorry, she's dating Colin Jost.
Okay.
From SNL.
Yeah. Well, I'm married, so sorry.
You guys can't marry each other.
Well,
all right, this
sorry,
one
Scarlett.
Is for Cody.
Oh, he doesn't answer the same one for me.
Oh,
well,
we
I'm
could
just
do
gonna
that.
Tell you.
We could do. No, let's
who
do that.
My current crush is.
Well, no, let's
wait,
no, just
don't say it. Wait till she asks him the question first.
I'll just reverse it.
You got to ask the cold question again. I know what the question is.
If your wife could be married to one celebrity, who would it be?
Interesting. That's a question I've not heard before.
I don't know if it's marriage as much as like
Jason Momoa.
Is that lip?
No.
Kel
Drogo.
Oh, yes. Khal Drogo, I think, is
how can we
so hot.
I don't know who this person is.
You don't
Game
know
of
who
Thrones.
Khal Drogo is?
Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones.
Oh, my gosh. He's right. Perfect.
He's the Dothraki, like, warlord.
Cool. I've never seen it, guys.
He's Aquaman in Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Nope. And Aquaman.
Do you guys think that I would watch
right, listen,
any of these things you're listing?
How are we tracking points? Because you didn't even know your answer until I said it. I should get double points for that. You forgot
you
your own actual answer.
But I'll be only because I've been watching too
Shameless,
much Shameless. So like lips been on the mind.
One show at a time and you go like all seasons at once.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but Khal Drogo is a good choice. Good job for knowing my
I know.
Celebrity husband.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
All right. I will ask you both the question one more time and then we will transition to us.
Okay.
I don't know what the score is. I think it's
we both
one out of
2-2.
I got one, you got zero.
What? I said,
if you asked Nina what the best vacation she's ever taken was, what would it be?
Wait, I gotta think.
With me specifically or just in general?
In general.
Oh, okay, I got it. I have two. I'm gonna pick my top.
And I'm gonna say one and you're gonna be like, oh yeah, that's there. Savannah?
No, Savannah. No, it was... Colorado.
That's what I was thinking.
I love
Colorado. I should marry your wife.
Listen, listen. How often do you talk about vacations?
What do you mean?
Like whenever you talk about vacations.
Beach.
100% of the time, you want to lay on the beach and do no activities whatsoever.
But I also love Colorado.
You've only been there one time.
That's my answer.
Compared
I'm
to
sticking
the 47 beaches that you go to.
Okay, well.
A beach in almost every state.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Nope, Colorado. All right, so you.
Yes. Your favorite
vacation.
Well,
you gotta read it again.
If your husband could pick his favorite vacation, I'm pretty sure I'm not reading this the same. What would he say his favorite vacation was?
I feel like you really liked that one time you went to LA for like the first or second time and you were cruising to your Odessa on the highway. And that's like one of your favorite memories.
I did that all of the LA trips.
Yeah. So is it LA?
Well, yeah, you got, there's six of them. You got to pick one.
Like the second, I said the first or second time you went out.
Incorrect.
What? Well, which one is it?
Podcast Movement last year.
Oh, okay.
Because I got all the LA stuff and all the podcast stuff and I met Hayden.
And all the
Well, Hayden is a win.
Hayden is a win.
All right,
so that's
guys.
That's one out of four.
So wait, did Cody win?
We're on the same team.
No, you're on the same team. You're competing against us.
Okay. Well, guys, we're kind of making
You need to take that
right
as
now.
A soundbite. Oh.
You know. Okay.
I have it on my phone ready like the air horn to play.
What was
Husband.
That?
Champagne.
Champagne.
Champagne. Husbands. That's, I mean, Zach. If your wife could send you to a body repair shop. Sorry, I didn't like know what this question was going to be until I started reading it. If your wife could send you to a body repair shop, this is a rude question.
What thing would she change about a
what
body?
What on you would she have fixed?
No.
That is a terribly rude question. I'm passing that.
Also, a body shop is
a
place where you repair cars.
She does complain that my butt is flat like 100% of the time.
Liz! It would be the booty. All right.
But that doesn't count.
And I'm not going to have him answer that question for you.
No.
This is a terrible... Why would they ever put that on there? Also, that's very sexist of me to allow you to answer it for Zach, but for me to not allow Zach to answer that for you.
Hey, well, now you got sexism on both sides now, so it balanced out.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's see. When it comes to home improvement, your wife can... Sorry, I had to read that a couple times. When it comes to home improvement, your wife considers you to be A... Tim the Toolman Taylor, B, Bob the Builder, C, Al, does it right the first time, D, Clueless.
First of all, three of those people are very experienced builders, and one is completely
Here's
not.
The problem with this question is that you have to reverse it, and what... I'm not... That's not fair.
What?
That's sexist, to think that you're not... You know, involved in the home repairs.
Okay, she knows me though, and I don't.
I'm not sure it has anything to do with her gender. She just has no interest at all.
So
in
that third time is a charm. I have a new question.
Perfect.
What is your spouse's favorite comfort food, Zach?
Liz's favorite comfort food.
Lots of food.
There are so many comforting foods.
Do you have your answer, Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, you picked one answer. Okay. Well.
Well, just remind her of the actual one. I did. Get double points.
You made that up. We didn't even get double points.
Corn casserole or something.
Corn casserole.
I hate that. Is it a brown casserole?
It is a brown casserole.
That must be it then. That has to be
my favorite.
The chicken and dressing.
No.
What the hell is chicken and dressing?
Yeah,
man?
I'll explain
brown
later.
Brown casserole and chicken and dressing.
Brown casserole.
We talked about that earlier in the episode.
Oh,
we already went over that one.
It's macaroni and cheese.
I was gonna say that, but I thought it was wrong.
Well, clearly,
always go with your instinct.
Clearly, we know each other better than you guys know each other.
Right.
Okay.
We have to reverse it now.
Yeah.
Liz. Do you have yours?
No.
Read it again, Nina. Be fair.
What is your spouse's favorite comfort food? Tick tock.
It is
on the clock.
You should have had a song prepared that you could sing. An aria in between
Buffalo
while they're waiting.
Chicken dip?
That's a good one, actually.
Mm.
Country fried steak?
No.
Country fried steak?
I don't think I've ever had country fried
steak. That sounds...
What is country fried steak?
It's breaded and fried like chicken.
I've had schnitzel, which is basically
the same.
Yeah.
But
biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits.
How?
Biscuits and gravy. All right, so what is it? Brown casserole?
I legit picked mac and cheese also.
Yeah,
nice.
How many times do you think I've eaten biscuits and gravy in my life?
I actually love biscuits and gravy.
I do too, but I mean
I want you to guess mine really quick. No points.
Your favorite comfort food?
Yeah.
Indian.
Nope. I thought you were going to say pizza.
Well, I think you're over the pizza.
I'm not over it. It's just not my favorite comfort food.
I don't know what.
Canes.
Canes, yeah. What's mine?
Bear Burger.
Oh, you're
on
right.
On time, not 50
Why
minutes late.
Why do you
late.
Always know my answers?
Well, usually you order stuff at restaurants and you hate it, so I just started taking over your food choices.
Yeah, I really need to get into that intuitive eating thing. Okay, so another question for you.
Zagostis.
What was the last book Liz read?
She's been reading Simmy's book over again.
Got it. Man, we just talk about Simmy again. Here she is in the episode.
Do you know what yours is? I do. It was that...
I know it. It was...
No, it's that guy that Gail Walker recommended the book and...
Oh! Ethelhart.
No. Yes. Tolle. Yeah.
The Power of Now.
Yeah, Power of Now.
Power of Now.
Yeah. Is that it? Is a tough read. Yeah. It's very dense.
The question wasn't entirely fair because we just sat next to each other on the airport and read. Mm-hmm. Or on the airport.
On the airport.
On the airport.
We couldn't answer that because we're both reading like six books at one time.
I know. Well, what am I reading right now?
Six books.
Which ones?
The gluten ones.
the gluten moon ones.
You are reading...
The moon book, the gluten book, the hormone book.
there is a moon book. There is a... gut book. There is a hormone book.
The Adrenal Thyroid Revolution.
Oh my gosh, how do you remember that title?
Because it's a very unique book name.
Yeah.
Stuck in my head.
You're reading Peterson's book.
Yeah, 12 Rules for Life.
Yeah. We have lots of books at home. Like our entire apartment could be a library.
I think I want to read a fiction book.
Yeah.
Star Wars?
No.
I think... I have started, I know Nina, a couple weeks ago, you were talking about like self-help overwhelm on your blog.
Yeah.
You read Nina's blog?
Oh, yeah. You did. That was the one that I posted on Harness Magazine. If you guys haven't checked it out, really quick, plug, sorry, have to go there. I wrote an article and it was posted on Harness Magazine. I'm really excited about it, about self-help overwhelm. Also, we had her on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
We did.
And she's phenomenal. Yeah.
So... I have...
The founder of Harness, just to make that
clear. I don't have the founder of Harness, but... I have been overweight most of my life. And so I started like working out.
He's weeping right now.
I'm not weeping.
I have been overweight for most of my life. I'm sorry,
that just came out of like... I was like, where was that going? I felt like we were about to get deep into combo.
I've been working out though since like May of last year and very slowly have been making progress because I only go to the gym like once a week. But...
Hey, listen to that.
I follow a bunch of like fitness people on Instagram and YouTube and stuff, and it gets very tiring.
Yeah.
After a while. I forget what we were talking about before this that prompted me to say
overwhelm.
That.
Overwhelm.
That's right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
We need to make that. Pull that for a soundbite, too.
Guys. What was that?
I want that as my text tone when you text me.
Literally, what?
Your true
that
hobbit
sound
came out.
That came out of my mouth. Oh, my true hobbit, that's rude. Oh, well.
Anyway, I just was thinking, I remembered reading that, and the struggle is real. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's. And
wait, who won?
All right, in conclusion.
So who won the game? That's what I need to
know. I got double points
who
for that awesome save with Jason Momoa, so I think for that.
Well, we got
three.
Two out of four, and you guys got one out
we
of
got
four.
Two.
You lose. You added bonus questions. That we didn't have bonus questions.
No, I wasn't thinking about that.
We didn't even get to answer half of our questions.
Can we just say that we tied?
It was a solid tie.
No, it was a solid tie.
It's a terrible way to go. We lost. Do better next time.
Wait, you just said we won.
It was a mistake.
Oh. I was mistaken. Well, you know what? I just want to say that I love you guys. I'm glad we did this.
Aww. Yeah, we'll take you home.
It's mutual.
Oh, yeah. Let's all like
give a big hug.
Okay, grab the guitar. Let's sing Kumbaya, everybody.
Around the fire.
Start, you know, light a toxic-free candle.
Yeah, light a toxic-free candle. Spray some Palo Santo in
there. Palo Santo.
Yeah, or whatever you thought it was.
Some free range.
Baba Ganache. Wasn't that another thing we talked about?
No, Gabagool. Baba Ganoush is an actual thing.
Oh, I just mixed
ganache
two things
Ganache is
again.
An actual thing.
Ganache is like icing from the Italian baker guy. Always talked about ganache. Like he always like needed it.
The Italian baker guy.
Who is the Italian baker guy?
You guys know. It's, he was like on TLC. He
had like Cake Bake.
Cake Bake.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Oh.
Cake Bake.
I thought you meant like in my parents' town little village. The baker was ganache. Always talking about ganache.
And then my Italian
village. Fully enclosed.
Oh, goodness. Well, guys, we talked about a lot of random things today, but it was a good conversation.
I'm not certain I had any value to add to anyone's life, but.
Oh, you did, you silly.
This episode didn't need to have value. It was
Let's hope
fun.
You guys got plenty of golden nuggets of wisdom.
That's Cody's favorite term.
I dropped so many knowledge bombs.
I'm a podcast rock star.
I smell like what?
I said this still sounds so much like bathrooms. We're talking about enclosed bathrooms in Italy and then golden nuggets and dropping knowledge. And
drop all the golden nuggets.
And on that slightly
grossed out.
Anyway, guys, thank you a bunch for coming on the podcast and chatting with us. We love you. And let's do this again sometime.
It was great.
Yeah, gabagool.
Gabagool.